and he's enjoying themselves over the coming days, and we're expecting a few more people to fly in with some racing connections over the next few days. So, yeah, it really is becoming one of those. I mean, it is already a bucket list, but something that everybody wants to get to and enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you mentioned your race tomorrow and then on Saturday. Saturday, of course, is the big one, the Birdsville Cup, being run local time out there at 5 to 4, and you've got 12 plus 3 emergencies for that $35,000 race. Gary, it's a great story every year, Birdsville. I hope the weather is good for you, kind for you, and you welcome in so many extra people there, and you really look after them, mate.
Great. Thanks very much for the chat, Andrew.
Thanks a lot. Gary Brooks joining us there from the Birdsville Club, and we wish them all the very best tomorrow and Saturday. And there's just people that just head there every opportunity. Couple of racing things. Shane Nichols has let me know through the show. I Am A Star is coming to Sydney to line up in the Furious. They had a look with the weather and things like that. They drew poorly at Moonee Valley, so they've decided that I Am A Star will float to Sydney tonight and line up in the Furious. So you can take that now. Another little snippet I wanted to pass on was regarding Saraceno. This is this three-year-old colt trained by Andrew Forsman and Murray Baker. It arrived in Melbourne on Wednesday night. It jumped out tomorrow morning with Damien Oliver aboard. It won the Group 2 Foxbridge Plate at its last start, and it's heading towards the Dane Hill on Saturday week there at Flemington. So we'll monitor that this time tomorrow with Saraceno, a three-year-old colt only lightly raced but sent across for the Caulfield Guineas. At the moment, Randwick is a soft six. Again, like we've all said this morning, we're holding our breath a little bit with the weather starting tonight. We'll have it all covered tomorrow morning on Racing HQ. Tab Talk is coming up. We'll get the latest sports news. We'll get Ben Dorries at 10:30 on a Thursday. It's Chimwag with Cozzy, Sean Cosgrove catching up with Laurie Ray. Looking forward to hearing that in half an hour's time. See you tomorrow morning for Racing HQ.
Say hello, say hello.
Get your catalogue for the Inglis Ready to Race sale. The strongest collection of two-year-olds ever offered in Australia. 250 select juveniles showcased on Brass Breeze Up's Ready to Race and ready to win in your colours. Don't wait. Put yourself in the winner's circle. Download the Ready to Race catalogue at inglis.com.au or on the Inglis Sales iPad app today. The Inglis Ready to Race sale. Tuesday, October 4 at Newmarket, Sydney.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddy jackpot this Saturday at Royal Randwick. And a $10,000 first four jackpot on the West Campbelltown Pace this Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
This Saturday, be part of history at Royal Randwick when Winks shoots for 11 in a row.
Winks races up to hit the lead. It's all over.
Our champion mare is chasing her 11th straight win in the feature event of the day, the Tattersalls Club Chelmsford Stakes. And there's no better place to be than trackside. Get some friends together, head to Royal Randwick, see five group races and cheer the mighty mare Winks to victory. Book your tickets now at theatc.com.au.
All the King's Horses, the Bart Cummings story, is on DVD.
Everything was done the right way. It was done his way.
He had absolute faith in what he did.
He took horses to another level and made them champions.
Demanded excellence at every stage of the training process.
1-4 in the Melbourne Cup. That's as good as Bradman's batting average.
We commemorate the legacy of the Cup's King on the extended unseen DVD version with bonus features.
Winning life well lived on a betting ticket.
Available from August 18.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man.
The man from Mazda.
Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
They're off. Gates open. They're off and racing.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic at the mountain.
There it is. Adam Scott. A life changer.
It's the first time he's finished above a GP at Phillip Island. Mark Marquez does it in style down under.
the very latest in racing and sport from around the country. Welcome to Tab Talk.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Costa with you at tab.com.au. Jared Middleton. Morning, Jared.
Cozzy, how you going, mate?
I'm well, thank you, mate. We've got a busy morning coming up. We're going to talk to Ben Dorry shortly. We'll also look at racing today. Now, let's check the latest sports update, though, with Gemma Cunning.
Thanks, Sean. Making headlines today, Cronulla forward Andrew Fifita has been issued with a consorting with criminals notice by police, believed to be over a visit to a friend in jail. Robbie Farah is reportedly on the verge of signing for South Sydney. James Tedesco is back in training with the Tigers, but won't play before the finals, while Greg Inglis has been cleared to face Canterbury tomorrow night for the Rabbitohs. At the US Open, James Duckworth has gone down in four sets to Joe Wilfred Tsonga. Milos Raonic is out after being trumped by American Ryan Harrison. Novak Djokovic has been handed a free pass into the third round after Jiří Veselý withdrew due to injury. While in the women's, Caroline Wozniacki has beaten Svetlana Kuznetsova in straight sets, and Angelique Kerber is also through to the third round. John Hastings has claimed six wickets as Australia powered to a series win in Sri Lanka in the fourth ODI. Sri Lanka made 212, Australia reached four for 217, with half centuries from Aaron Finch and George Bailey. And the Socceroos begin the final phase of World Cup qualifying tonight when they play Iraq in Perth.
Good on you, Gemma. Gemma Cunning there with the latest sports update. Jared, big day, big weekend coming up. We've got a massive final round the NRL with no AFL this weekend.
Yeah, exactly right, Cozzy. And we're also opening the market actually for next year's premiership today as well. So keep an eye out for that one. And North Queensland will open $6.50 favourites to win in 2017. Brisbane 7, Melbourne 8, Cronulla and Penrith at $9. They're the teams in single figures. So that's open today at tab.com.au. There'll be some expectations at Penrith next season. Of course, they're going to be playing finals this season, but they get James Tarmo from the Cowboys for next season, a massive boost for them, and they're a club on the up, no doubt about that. But Ben Dorry's our regular Thursday correspondent from the Courier Mail. He's had an ordeal in the last 12, 24 hours or so, Cozzy.
Got to be cleared by the vets? Has he?
It's something
the
like
farrier, the farrier.
He's tweeting about his bravery, though, so... You know, he's giving himself a bit of a rev up there, but he probably deserves it. It sounds like he's had minimal sleep. There's been a lot of blood involved, and, I'm looking forward to hearing about how this one happened.
When you start tweeting bravery, you know he's probably busted a fingernail. Here he is, Ben Dorry's the Courier Mail. Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, lads. I can tell you what, if Glenn Munthie, who's often on this show, if this happened to him, what happened to me last night, he would dead set be off work for 6 months. But here I am, bravely, very bravely, soldiering on. For you lads. I was taking my beautiful little border collie for a walk last night, lad, and stood on an enormous nail, if you didn't mind. It just about took my foot off. I spent half of the night at the doctor getting injections and sutures and all sorts of things. And not a massive fan of the sight of blood. But anyway, we're here, lads.
How was the tetanus shot?
Not too bad, I've got to say. I was expecting this huge sort of old-style needle, like right in the bot or something, lads. But it was just this little thing in the arm, so... And as you know, lads, us Queenslanders, we're as tough as thieves. Oh, so here we are, we're battling on.
They used to be real flash, the old tetanus jab, I can tell you. I had a few of them on the farm over the years, and they used to be quite painful. So they've obviously improved the things for you, Ben.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad, lads. I mean, just having a bit of fun. But in the fair dinkum department, I mean, if something like that did happen to our good friend Glenn Munthie, I mean, we wouldn't see him for years. I mean, he'd be in hospital, he'd be on life support, all sorts of things.
He will be listening, and he claims he hasn't had a day off since 1974, and he will be absolutely all over you. We would have to put out a press release, though.
While we're talking about Munz, lads, I was at a wedding on the weekend, and the guy next to me at the table, I was in Melbourne, he said... Can you just tell me one thing about, about betting? I said, yeah. He said, well, why does Uncle Festa read out the odds for tab.com.au? I said, I don't know.
That's not going to go down well.
Mate, I've got to give you the tip now. You're lucky you're a long way away because you can't run, he would get you. Now, this is a big weekend. No AFL this weekend. So, I mean, into Melbourne, they've got a free kick there to promote the game and just get full steam publicity, haven't they?
Yeah, they certainly have, and you would think that this game between the Storm and the Sharks on Saturday night down there, which will decide the minor premiership, it'll be a big game, won't it, down there? And, gee, I mean, you'd love to see the house full sign go up, no AFL, as you said, and, the Melbourne people really get behind their rugby league side, which I'm sure they will. It is a really interesting old weekend for many reasons in the NRL, but not the least of which that I think the three best games of the weekend, or certainly the games that have the most impact on the finals, and I'm talking about the Cowboys and Titans on Saturday night, the Storm and the Sharks in the minor premiership also on Saturday night, and the West Tigers and Canberra on Sunday. All those three games, lads, are not on free-to-air television. They're on Fox Sports. So that is, I mean, of course, the schedule and TV games are decided a long time in advance. Channel 9 had their first pick of whatever games they wanted this weekend. But I've got to say, that's a massive win for Fox Sports viewers. But I guess the flip side is it's not so good if you don't have Fox Sports and you can't watch some of those games.
But it just shows how difficult it is so far out when, I guess, the networks are bidding for these games, and you just don't know how the competition's going to fare, do you? I mean, probably at the time when the networks were pitching for the games, I mean, did they really know that the Tigers-Canberra game, the Cowboys-Titans game were going to have big bearings on what was going to go on heading in towards the final? So I guess it's one of those, luck of the draw almost to an extent situations.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and also just on that theme as well, I mean, when they were doing up the draw and working out what games they wanted, I mean, you would never have figured in, for instance, Parramatta's salary cap lows, would you? You know, you would have thought they'd be on a lot more competition points than they currently are, and also you would have expected the Sydney Roosters, and especially South Sydney, I mean, they're a very popular team for Channel 9, you would have expected South Sydney to have a lot better year than they have. You would have thought they would have finished in the finals, so... it is very hard doing it a long time out, but I'm not sure what the answer is going forward there yet, lads, but it is a really interesting quirk that the three games, I think, that will carry the most interest this weekend won't be seen on free-to-air.
Yeah, some money for the Roosters tonight at $5 against the Broncos at $1.18. The money is slightly favouring the Broncos, though. They're an outside chance of finishing in the top four, Ben. I mean, they have turned it around. A great win against the Melbourne Storm last week.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I think probably the main sort of narrative, really, of this game tonight, guys, is Corey Parker. The Broncos, ever ready battery, for want of a better word. He's just been around for forever, hasn't he? He just keeps on keeping on. He's obviously retiring, and this could be, depending on the finishing position of the Broncos at the end of the year, this could be potentially his last match at Suncorp Stadium. And of course, it is a last regular season home game for another guy in Broncos colours, the big prop Jared Wallace, who's off to the Titans next year. So big game for those guys. Been an interesting week, I've got to say, for the Broncos. It came out this week that Jack Reed is out for the season with a busted shoulder, and probably his career is finished. That is how bad that injury is. Koji Nikorima, the real sort of live wire little guy around the ruck there, he's out for the season as well. But the interesting ramifications of Jack Reed's a career-threatening injury is it might actually help the Broncos keep Matt Gillette, who we talked about on the show last week. We were saying he was off to the New Zealand Warriors. Now, there's some chance the Broncos may actually be able to keep him now. But look, I think the Broncos back in form. They haven't quite convinced me yet that they're a genuine title contender, but they will do enough. Clearly to beat the Sydney Roosters tonight, I would have thought, lads.
We have a response meanwhile from Glenn Munsey, Ben. He said, most people think you would have a dozen of these the way you talk, and he's got a picture here of the rusty nail recipe, the 50-50 combination of Scotch and Drambuie.
So, he's not bad. I will say this about Munsey. He is actually a ripping bloke. He is a good fella, isn't he? But I'll tell you what, I do enjoy taking the mickey out of him and vice versa.
He's always listening too. I knew he would be.
Pity he takes photos. Takes photos of his breakfast. Now, the Cowboys and the Titans, this is going to be an interesting game, isn't it?
Yeah, fascinating. The Titans, of course, have a chance to figure in the finals, and who would have thought? I mean, everyone was tipping them to finish last at the start of the season, and look, you would expect the Cowboys to win this one, but it might not be all one-way traffic. There's some interesting reports around today that Jonathan Thurston is battling a bout of tonsillitis. So if he happens to miss this game, the betting, could turn on its head, or won't turn on its head, I guess, but would certainly swing to some extent. And Big Matt Scott, the Cowboys' big bopper, he's also battling injury. He's got a bit of a disc problem in his back. So, for instance, if you take Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott out of that side, the Cowboys all of a sudden look beatable. And, of course, they've had a few other injury problems recently. I mean, injuries force the likes of sort of Antonio Winterstein and Ben Hannon and Jake Granville and these sort of fellas to sit out a few games. And the Gold Coast have everything to play for, don't they? I mean, they can sneak in to the finals. Jarrod Hayne just seems to be getting better every week. You would think, I mean, logic says that the Cowboys win this one, but I think if you're betting on this game, you might just want to wait and see for 24 hours just to see if JT and Matt Scott are on deck, because you will be getting better odds about the Cowboys if they're not.
What's the mile?
$1.28, $3.75 there. The Cowboys $1.28. But this is a massive game, not just for the Titans, of course. The Cowboys really have to win to ensure they finish in the top four, with Brisbane and Canterbury potentially able to overtake them. And, well, we know historically, if you don't finish top four, and, well, it's going to be tough. And I suppose if you do finish top four, less of a chance of you travelling in preliminary finals as well. So, I mean, this is a massive game for the Cowboys as well as the Titans. This is a final of the week early. But the mail is, I was hearing yesterday, Ben, was that Jonathan Thurston will be all right come game day. I mean, tonsillitis, it floors you, puts you in bed for a couple of days. And,
it's not like he stood on a rusty nail, is it?
No, exactly right. You'd be playing now if you could.
Yeah, you would think Thurston would be okay, but I guess because of the quality of the player he is. I mean, what did you say there, $1.28 or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
$1.28.
If he happens not to come up, I mean, all of a sudden maybe $1.45 or something, wouldn't they? So, just an interesting one to watch, I guess.
Now, we look at the Storm Cronulla for the minor premiership.
Yeah, look, I've got to say, I'm still not, I know Cronulla, you know, had a decent old win last week, but I'm still not convinced they, you know, had to overcome, they gave their rivals a bit of a start there. And I don't know, I just don't know what to make of them at this end of the season. They won all those games in a row, didn't they? But they've just been so-so in the last month or two. I'll tell you what I am really looking forward to with this game, lads. The battle between, I think these guys are probably two of the most destructive forwards in the NRL. Jesse Bromwich and Andrew Fifita, who actually has been in the headlines for the wrong reasons recently. But they're just terrific ball runners, aren't they? They can offload, and they're really sort of, you know, feared guys as well. Like, you know, you wouldn't like to confront them in the back alley, either of those blokes. So, look, I think that'll be worth the price of admission alone. I think Melbourne Storm guys will really, really be up for this one. Craig Bellamy, such a smart coach, isn't he? I mean, at times they look like this season they've been going through the motions a bit, the Storm, but then they've just lifted a cog or two when it really matters. And I think Cronulla, I just don't know what to make of them. I liked them earlier in the season, but they are off the ball, to my mind, at just the wrong time. So I think the Storm will be winning this game comfortably, guys.
Cameron Smith wasn't a happy little camper after last week either, was he?
No, and you don't see that very often,
no.
Cameron Smith, do you? Pretty mild and mild-mannered sort of character, generally very very affable sort of bloke. But, yeah, no, he wasn't happy. And, look, I don't know. I'm not sure what your market says there, Jared, but I've got to say, you know, you can make cases for four or five sides to win the competition, but to me, I've really narrowed it down to two. I think the Melbourne Storm and North Queensland Cowboys, and I know that North Queensland Cowboys will have to do it from outside the top two, but to me, they're the sides that I really want to be on. I mean, you can find little knocks with all the rest of them. You know, Cronulla, I mean, can Canberra continue the rage? And, of course, they've been struck by injury in the last couple of weeks as well. The Brisbane Broncos, yes, they're playing much, much better than they were. They're on a bit of a roll, but I'm still not quite convinced about them, especially away from home. So, look, to me, at the business end of the season, North Queensland, no better side, I think, than when they're on song. And the Melbourne Storm, you just know what you're going to get, don't you, really? So they're the two sides I really want to be on, lads.
And they now head the market. Melbourne, $3.75. The Cowboys, $4.50. Cronulla, $5. Canberra, $6.50. Brisbane, $7. The teams in single figures. In your Quinella market, is that Melbourne-North Queensland double? That's the $5 favourite in the Quinella market from Melbourne-Cronulla at $7. And for the match in the battle for the minor premiership, the Storm, $1.45. Cronulla, $2.80. And money is running 4-1 in favour of the Storm at this stage. The Tigers in Canberra. The Tigers are going to be the biggest North Queensland fans ever on Saturday night in that game against the Titans, because of course if the Titans lose and the Tigers win, they'll make the finals. They're outsiders at home at Leichhardt, $2.30. The Raiders $1.65. They could even have a chance to go second should the Sharks lose the night before, and therefore they'd host a final in week one, which would be a massive boost for them as well. So again, it's just one of those ones that we probably won't know the mindset particularly until we see what happens the night before in those other games.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's probably one we have to wait until the results of Saturday night to really delve into. But I've got to say, my early thought is I think this represents a bit of a danger game for Canberra. And I think the Tigers are probably a reasonable value playing at home. I mean, they've had a reasonable kind of year. The one thing that does worry me with the Tigers, though, that Aaron Woods, their captain, has been bedridden on a drip, if you don't mind, for a few days. So, look, they reckon he's going to play, but, I mean, it's not an ideal preparation leading into probably what's the, you know, the club's sort of biggest game, really, in 4 or 5 years, isn't it? So, look, that sort of worries me a bit, and I think the virus that Aaron Woods has got has swept through, you know, some of the rest of the team as well. So that's the only thing that worries me, but, yeah, just sort of thought, like, when I looked at the early odds, I just sort of thought that the Tigers were a bit of sneaky value in this. But, of course, it really does depend on what happens the night before, how much they've got to play for, doesn't it?
All right. Now, Lepic's gone from the Lions. Brett Ratten, is he a chance, or have you heard anything else?
Yeah, look, I think they're going to play the long game with this one. I don't think they're in any rush to appoint a new coach straight away. Brett Ratten certainly would be a chance. One bloke who hasn't really come up in sort of talk that much, but I think it'd be a pretty fair old choice, is Mark Choco Williams, the former Port Adelaide winning coach. He's been given these marching orders as an assistant coach from Richmond. And I think the sort of coach that they need, the Brisbane Lions, is a real no-nonsense sort of really respected guy who's been there and done that and doesn't cop any sort of crap, for want of a better word, from the players. I just sort of think they need a really, really strong leader in charge of that club. And not only the coach, they need a really strong footy manager. There's talk that Neil Baum from Collingwood might get the job. And they need some really strong assistant coaches, really, you know, strong board members, because at the moment the club is a complete rabble. I think they've done the right thing to show Justin Lepic the door. At the end of the day, the numbers just weren't there. But I think it's too simplistic to say, you know, bring a new coach in and the play sort of fixes itself up. I think there's far deeper problems in the Brisbane Lions than that. And we've seen that this week with talk that Tom Rockliffe could be stripped of the captaincy for some of the, I guess some of the things he's been getting up to. Apparently he was on the source on the day that Justin Lepic got sacked, and a lot of the playing group didn't really like that, thought it was pretty disrespectful. And he's had a few little tete-a-tete with a few of the players as well. So, look, it's a long way back, isn't it, for the Lions from where they are this season. But one thing I will say about them, if you actually look at their list, I mean, they are not the worst side in the AFL. I mean, I'm not suggesting they should be making the finals next year or anything with a new coach. But, look, I think they've really got to start the process of trying to recapture the hearts and minds of sort of AFL supporters in southeast Queensland, because they've been dropping off the Brisbane Lions in droves over the last couple of months with all the turmoil that's been going on at the club.
All right.
Just finally, from a cricketing sense, Ben, now Steve Smith left Sri Lanka at Gin. Didn't it provoke some debate? But in saying that, the Aussies have gone ahead under Dave Warner's captaincy and won the one-day series with a huge win overnight. Aaron Finch brought up a half-century off 18 balls. George Bailey, 90 not out. John Hastings, 6 for 45. And prior to this match, Mitchell Stark's been sensational. So, I mean, was it an overreaction or not about Steve Smith leaving?
Oh, look, I would have liked him to stay until at least the series was won. And I guess I say that because, I mean, these players, a drop of a hat, they're off playing in the IPL and what have you, you know, which is basically a holiday period for our cricketers. So, look, I probably would have... I mean, look, I don't think it was a crime of the century. I mean, if he was tired and wanted to rest, you know, you've got to take that at face value. But, look, I probably would have liked him to hang around for a bit longer. I mean, it's not as if they were overtaxed, the Australians in the Test series. I mean, they basically beaten pretty comprehensively. They had a few days off during that, didn't they? I mean, they didn't have sort of five-day Test going right down to the wire very often. So, look, it's an interesting one. One thing I will say from watching that one-day series, I know it's one-day cricket versus Test cricket, but I think George Bailey has got to go on the Test tour of India early next year. His play against spin is absolutely terrific. I know we're talking one-day cricket here, but he's a real master of subcontinental conditions. So for me, George Bailey, I know he's been, I guess, discarded as a Test batsman, but I think he's just got to go to India early next year, because he is one player who can play spin.
Mate, good to catch up and get well. Hope you're up and about fighting for that for Rusty Nail shortly.
Good on you, lads.
You're an inspiration, Ben.
You're a tough man. Ben Dorries, the Career Mail, standing on a nail yesterday. 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. It's Sean Cosgrove, Jed Middleton. Big day racing today at Goulburn, a country showcase. Every race worth $30,000, and that lures people there. And one of them is Jay Ford, and he's with us now. Morning, Jay.
Morning, guys.
This is worthwhile going to these meetings for the prize money. It's terrific now, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously today's a showcase meeting, so the prize money on offer is a little bit more than usual at Goulburn, but as you can see by the jockeys, trainers and the horses that have turned up, it's created quite a strong program.
Now, in the first, you're going around on Essence Prevail for Joseph Ibel. This is back to 1600. Will that suit her better, or will it be a bit tricky to come back from that 2100?
Nah, look, I think it should be okay for him. His form prior to last start was very good. He won his last two at Goulburn over 14 at a mile. The other day over at Gosford at the 2100, he really struggled around the tight turning track. So I think back to Goulburn on the bigger open track will certainly suit him. And I don't think the distance back to the mile will hurt him too much. He's drawn soft and he'll get a good run, but I'd expect him to bounce back pretty strongly.
$6 chance with tab.com.au. Jay, in race two, you've got number four, Masking, from barrier four. We've got it a $16 chance for Wendy Roach. It was just pipped there at Hawkesbury last start when it nearly broke its maiden.
Yeah, his run the other day was really good. He was in front till probably the last stride or two at Hawkesbury. I think stepping up to the mile will suit him. He's placed over the mile before. I think he can run pretty well. He's only got a run up to his last start, and I think he'll be fighting out the finish here.
Now, Sunbridge is an interesting runner. You've ridden this twice. You have won on it, won its maiden at Hawkesbury. It's had a trial in between. Was it just a case of not being able to find a suitable race for it, do you think?
It has had a spell. A
little let up, yeah.
Yeah, and trialled the other day. Trialled very well at Hawkesbury. Look, I think she'll run competitive, but I think she'll strip fitter for whatever she does today. But I could see her running on well at the end.
It's not bad form, though, is it? Beating Belridge and admitting that maiden win, and well, admit in particular, has been in pretty good form since. Belridge has had a win since as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's got the right form lines there, so you take a line for a few of those horses, and she profiles pretty well for this sort of race today.
You get hard go, Joe, in the eighth event, Jay, and it drew wide the other day and got back, but when it draws in about an alley like you've got today, it can race up on the pace.
Yeah, very consistent. Can race on the speed, can get back. Seems a very honest, genuine horse. Obviously trained by Danny at the track. He's very hard to beat with his horses at Goulburn. Down on the limit, drawn well. Should run pretty well, I think.
What's the pick of yours today?
Look, I actually think Masking. Mm-hmm. I know you've got him at long odds, but I think he only has got to run up to his race. The way he ran the other day at Hawkesbury, he should run pretty well.
And have you managed to hit your wagon or anything with prospects through the spring carnival at this stage? Did you like?
Not really. Been pretty lean lately. So whatever I pick up along the way, we'll just wait and see and wait till we get the right opportunity and make the most of it.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck today, Jay. Let's hope there's a winner or two there.
Thank you.
Jay Ford joining us there, and it's interesting, his pickers is a bit of odds today too.
Yeah, $16, race two, number four, Masking is Jay's pick of his rides today, and Sunbridge, that interesting one, race five, number six, is way down the bottom in the betting. Well, it's a second from the bottom at $21 with tab.com.au. Now, the favourite there, Snowbrook's been very well supported at $2.20. In fact, it's the only one the punters want in early betting there for race five at Goulburn. And race eight, number 10, his last runner there, Hard Go Joe, is $10 with tab.com.au. And, well, he didn't get his own quote, Jay, today in the jockey challenge there at Goulburn, but any other is paying $5 on the third line of betting. So if you like Jay Ford there, that's the way to go for any other jockey at Goulburn in the jockey's challenge.
Well, you never know. Earlier in the week, we had Nick Hayward on. He got one up at $16, so there you go. It's often at the guys say, hey, this could be a nice each way chance. They're worthwhile following, having a little something each way.
Yeah, exactly right. And, well, we've had a couple, haven't we, Cozzy, on this show? Yeah. I mean, I remember Claire Nutman with Stradazzle a couple of weeks ago at odds as well. That was double figure odds, and yeah, we've had a few. So there you go. Masking, $16. Something each way there, I think, for the punters.
And today at Goulburn, if you're having a bet, as we said, Country Showcase, every race $30,000. And that does attract better horses, trainers, jocks, the whole lot. So a good opportunity for people to have a bet today at Goulburn.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'll just go through the holds here for Goulburn today. They're very, very strong in the early stages this morning. So, yeah, no, some decent-sized fields and some good horses running there today. Should be a good day, and well, I hope the weather holds up. Of course, it's supposed to be a bit of rain around the east coast of Australia in the next couple of days. Let's hope that it's not too heavy, but the forecast apparently isn't too good, Cozzy. Winks, $1.15, and very well backed in the Chelmsford Stakes, if you're keen, but she's very popular through the multis, as you'd expect at that price.
Good on you, Jared. Good to catch up, and we'll talk to you through the day.
Sounds good, Cozzy. Thank you.
Jared Middleton there, tab.com.au, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
All the King's Horses, the Bart Cummings story, is on DVD.
Everything was done the right way. It was done his way.
He had absolute faith in what he did.
He took horses to another level and made them champions.
Demanded excellence at every stage of the training process.
1-4 in the Melbourne Cup. That's as good as Bradman's batting average.
We commemorate the legacy of the Cup's King on the extended unseen DVD version with bonus features.
Winning life well lived on a betting ticket.
Available from August 18.
Sydney comes to life this September through November at the Sydney Spring Carnival.
And they're off and racing.
Be trackside Saturday, September 10th when Group 1 Racing returns to Rosehill Gardens with the DeBortley Wines Golden Roast Stakes. Cheer our best three-year-olds home as they strive for the lion's share of a cool $1 million. It's also your chance to splash your favourite silks and enjoy the finest hospitality. Book your tickets today at theatc.com.au. The Sydney Spring Carnival. It's where Sydney comes to life. At Bing Lee this Father's Day, they've got so many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online at binglee.com.au and check out the What's Hot Father's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot. Go!
Ferry over to Luna Park, Sydney for an incredible day of Melbourne Cup celebrations.
Featuring live betting facilities,
fashions on the field,
plus lucky door prizes,
raffles and sweeps.
You know, I'll tell you very quickly, I don't have much time, but I thought I had...
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here star Akmal Saleh and MC Gary Eck guarantee a lively atmosphere while you enjoy a fabulous afternoon of fun and entertainment. A three-course lunch and 4-hour...